Hey, it's Simon Reynolds here from the Fortune Institute, and today I want to talk about finishing the year strongly. You know, so many people just spend the last few weeks of the year having parties, chilling out, really just winding down for the end of the year. And while I understand that, I think it's absolutely crazy. There's 3 weeks left in the year. You can do a hell of a lot of stuff to move your business forward and build a better life for yourself and still do a bit of partying on the side. I want to give you four tips today about how to spend the next 3 weeks so that you finish the year strong. So tip one is to make a grab for last minute business. Literally look back on your last year and say, who's somebody that showed some interest in buying my product? Recontact them, reignite them, and if need be, give them a special bonus or a discount to get them across the line. You know, there is a lot of customers out there that would buy your product if they just got pushed one more time. In the next 3 weeks, go out and close those deals. That way, when you go into the new year, you'll not only have more revenue inside your company's bank account, you're gonna feel really inspired and motivated. Okay, tip two is to clean up your messes, both your admin messes and your people messes. If there's people you haven't contacted that you should, contact them. If there's emails you haven't answered that you should, do it. Throw out as much as you can. Literally aim to throw out 70% of all the papers and documents that you have that you're not using. Just ask yourself this question, not do I need it, but could I get it again if I need it? A critical question to ask to make sure that you keep your environment neat and tidy. Look, environment matters. How you feel around you is deeply aligned with how many objects and extraneous materials you have. Clean it all out, get a zen-like feel to your office, and when you come in the new year, you're going to feel really inspired. Okay, tip three for making sure you finish the year strongly is review and thank your staff. Sit them down and say, hey, how was the year for you? And this is what I thought you did well. This is what I thought you could do better. How do you feel about that? And then thank them sincerely and genuinely, one by one, for the work that they've done. People are crying out for some appreciation, some affection from their bosses, and the vast majority of them do not get it over the course of a year. So finish the year being very complimentary in a genuine way about their performance, and then in the new year, you're going to have a team that's on fire, ready to do what you want. And technique four for finishing this last 3 weeks really strongly is to review your vision and your goals. So what's your vision for your company? Do you need to refresh that? What's your vision for yourself? You know, at the Fortune Institute, we believe that you shouldn't just have doing goals, or I'm going to get somewhere, or the business is going to achieve this, but you should also have being goals. I aim to be this type of person. I aim to be this type of entrepreneur. I aim to be this type of leader. I aim to be this type of character. These are very, very important parts of your vision. And then, of course, make sure your goals are fresh and organized in December for the new year, so that you go straight in, very clear about what you want. And even during the holiday break, you're thinking about cogitating on these goals that you've already set, versus most people who go into the new year all muddled, half-hearted, and unclear about what they need to do. Now, if you do these four things, make a last minute grab for business, then clean up your messes, both admin messes and people messes, then review and thank your staff sincerely, and review your vision and your goals for the next year, you are going to have an awesome year, that's for sure.